Welcome back to the Lindsay Morgan Snyder podcast, where we are all about the internal world, the interior life. Speaking of which, we have a workshop coming up. If you like this podcast, it is not really supported by anyone except yours truly. But if you buy my products, that helps me continue to do this. So if you have any interest in facing and overcoming your inner critic so that you can step into the new thing that God has for you, then I suggest going to the show notes, paying $27, and jumping in this live workshop that I am going to do at the end of the month. Would love to have you be a part of that. All right, welcome to the show. Okay, so today we're going to talk about how our own anger can turn against us and can cause some self-hatred inside of us. Now, I didn't really know this until God revealed it to me. He started to show me how if I wasn't able to express my anger externally, not meaning to other people necessarily, but at least to Him, and to admit that I had anger like inside of myself, that what happens is if you aren't able to express anger externally, the anger is going to turn on yourself and make you hate yourself. So it's very important that we learn to express anger in some way. Now, we don't want to get stuck in anger because that can turn into, like just a mess, right? So it's about processing the anger. It's not about like living in the anger. So there's a big difference there. So how do we express our anger so that we can get it out of our bodies? So the reason I say get it out of our bodies is because God showed me that I had anger in my body and that He was helping me work it out. And there's millions of different ways God can do that for each of us. But He first revealed that that was the pain I was having in my upper back and my neck and my head. It was anger in my body. And sometimes we think, oh, it's physical. Let me run and get all the physical stuff done. And sometimes it is. And sometimes you should do that. But sometimes He's going to show you that there's something else going on. And for me, it was emotional. And so He was showing me for a couple of years how it was anger. And He was giving me small ways to kind of handle it and deal with it and allow it to come up and come out of my body, and which was great. And then at one point, I guess the anger had come up and out. Some of that included, you know, expressing my true feelings to God, which felt very awkward for someone like me who, when I was 31, sitting in a therapist's office, she was asking me how I felt about something. And we went back and forth a few times. And I remember thinking, I don't know what she means by the word feel. So obviously a lot of my feelings had been stuck inside of me and I did not know how to express them. And so God is such a kind Father to help us in areas that we don't understand, and we all have them. And you know, some of yours may be similar to mine. Some of yours may be very different than mine. But that's between you and God. But back to the story, He had revealed to me that this anger inside of me, maybe I was angry at decisions I had made. Maybe I was angry at the way I'd let people treat me. Maybe I was angry at my lack of understanding boundaries. You know, it can be a lot of different things, actually. But what happens is when we're angry with ourselves and we don't know how to express anger or actually see where anger needs to be placed, maybe we blame ourselves for everything. That is a deep symptom of self-hatred. And I had that. Every situation I was in, no matter if it was my fault or not, I didn't know how to place blame on other people. So I would just take it on myself. And then I would get angry at myself. And then that anger being stuck inside of me would cause self-hatred. I know this is getting a little deep and down a bunny trail, but the reason I'm explaining this is because awareness is like 95% of the healing, right? We have to be aware of what's going on inside of us, and that's going to really help us like walk through, process things in a very, very healthy way that leads to freedom, right? because not processing things can keep us stuck, right? Sometimes we're stuck. We just feel stuck in this situation or this feeling or that feeling or, you know, this circumstance or that circumstance. And we're like, well, you know, why am I stuck? Well, sometimes you're stuck because your feelings are stuck and you don't know how to get them out and express them. And the truth is, it's not always safe to express them with people, right? Some people can't handle your feelings. And that's okay. They're not bad people. They're just on their journey. But we need to be able to express them. And we need to know that God wants to know about our feelings. He lives inside of us. He already knows. But he wants to know if we know what's going on, right? He loves connection. God is all about connection. He wants connection with us, first and foremost. And that will solve a lot of things. And then he wants us to learn to have connection with ourselves, which I think a lot of people struggle with. I did for sure. And then connection with others comes out of that place. Now, if you're anything like me, I had a million friends, like a million, possibly too many at some points in my life. And I was fun and I loved to have fun and I love people. And, you know, so it seemed really healthy. Although sometimes I was looking for love from other people to fill the deep void in myself, that self-hatred I had, right? So there was almost this kind of like codependent type of thing going on inside of me that I didn't know about, but I was craving love. I didn't really know that's what the deal was, to be honest. I wouldn't have called it that. I didn't know that was happening in the background. I was craving love, probably, well, because we're made for love, actually. So it's a good desire to have. The problem is, if someone else loves you and you don't really allow that love in, and you don't know how to love yourself in a healthy way so that you can have healthy relationships, it is a problem. Now, as I've said before, I'm not an expert in, you know, relationships, right? I'm 46 and still single and actually never been married. So I would not be the guru in romantic relationships. But I have learned a lot about our relationship with God, which if we start there, or we go back there, some of you already have 7 kids and, you know, a great marriage. And so you don't, you know, you're like, oh, well, if this is a 1-step, 2-step, 3-step, like I've missed a step. But the thing is, none of us are going in a straight line, right? So we can all come back to this point of like our relationship with God. And coming back to our relationship with God is so powerful because it will help everything else in our life, truly. And he will help us through all the things, right? James 1:5 says, if we lack wisdom, come to God and he'll ask. And he'll give it to us without measure. Which, why wouldn't we go to the one who has all wisdom to ask him for help in everything? But if we don't know how to connect to God and allow him to communicate with us, if we don't know how to then like connect to ourselves and allow ourselves to communicate what's going on, then we're going to get stuck, honestly. And a lot of this can be rooted in like some self-hatred. Not that it matters to label it self-hatred or not, but we all talk about a lot of different ways to find freedom, and God has given me an ability to just keep things very simple. A lot of times people think like, oh, Lindsay's, you know, I'm way past what Lindsay's teaching. I've had a lot of people come back to me and be like, you know what, I thought you were kind of so simple, but then what you had to say was really profound. I think it's kind of hilarious. Anyway, I'm super not offended. I actually think it's funny, but it's true. Like sometimes we dismiss the simple because we think we've already got that, right? I don't hate myself. Like I already know how to love myself. I'm already connected to God, you know, but if you're stuck, if you get stuck, I bet that this connection issue with God and with yourself would really help you move forward, because self-hatred is basically a division within yourself. There's part of you that doesn't like another part of you. You are disconnected from yourself. So when you start to learn to receive God's love in probably a new way than you have in the past, because there's a million ways, right? I do not hold the only way. I do hold one way, but I do not hold the only way to do this. But I hold a very powerful way that has helped a lot of people in really amazing, amazing ways. If you're stuck and you don't really know what to do, I'm telling you, this learning to connect with God in a new way will help you then learn to connect to yourself, will help you learn to heal the division inside of you, will teach you how to renew your mind unto what God is saying to you, which is always going to be loving. And sometimes, yes, self-control comes into that, right? Because he's teaching us things that, you know, will help us in our life. And sometimes he's like, hey, let's do this, let's not do that. But he's always very kind, right? He's always very kind. And he's always very loving. So how do we heal the division within ourselves? How do we heal being stuck? We heal it with love. We heal it with God's love. And his love is not this like ethereal, like random thing. Like it's very practical. His love is very practical. And that's what I teach in all of my courses. If you go to my website, you'll see I've got the Crushing the Inner Critic class available. I also am starting my 8-week coaching. It's like a group coaching. I call it mentoring, actually. Anyway, I have that program. And then I also just have like a one-off. If you're like, Lindsay, I didn't got 8 weeks, okay, girlfriend, but I would like to learn some of this. That's okay. I've got a course for you as well that I'll put the link to. That's just like I think it's about an hour, and it really goes deep on this connection thing, on this communication thing with God. So I've got some tools to help you if this resonates with you, but I'm going to pray for us and I'm going to let you go for this week. Okay. So Father God, thank you for just the revelation of what your love actually does in our life. Your love heals the brokenness inside of us. It heals the parts that are disconnected from one another inside of us. God, you make us whole through your love. It sounds so simple and sometimes unattainable, but you're very practical. And I thank you for the tools that you've given me to share with others, God. So I pray if this resonates that people would take the next step with you, God. I praise you and thank you. I ask that you would give deep revelation and understanding to people that you know are really hungry and desiring this, God. And I bless my friends to just walk in your love, in your way, Lord, for their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Love you so much. Would love for you to check out the show notes. It's got all the latest and greatest when it comes to what we're doing over here. So check it out, and we will talk to you next time. Love, much love, always so much love.